This is US 99.
Hey, Drew, it's Wells at Ravinia.
Wells at Ravinia, happy Ravinia Day.
How you doing, my friend?
You have been up since 2 a.m. with anticipation.
Just like Christmas.
You have 9 cups of coffee in you already.
I think more like 12, but yeah.
It is a very exciting day.
It's a great day.
There's so much to talk about, but I am curious, since you're kind of the head guy, what are you most intrigued about that is happening this year that didn't happen last year?
I think it's the combination of debuts and premieres. You know, to have a summer with 50 Cent, Sugar Land, Jason Mraz, Jill Scott, and Evanescence and Lindsey Stirling.
Right?
And Kristen Chenoweth.
Right there, Sugar Land and Evanescence haven't been touring.
This is exactly right. And Evanescence and Lindsey hooked up on a song they did for a previous album, and now they're doing this tour together. So these are two artists who we would have loved to have had on their own.
I've been
begging to have them on their own, to have them paired up, and to have Kristen Chenoweth and Michael Feinstein paired up, and John Fogerty and ZZ Top paired up. You know, this is kind of golden stuff for people's enjoyable summers, along with Tony Bennett and Lyle Lovett and John Hyatt and Earth, Wind & Fire and Seal and, you know, at Beach Boys, people that we've come to know and love, Jackson Browne, and an incredible classical lineup as well, especially as we're celebrating this Leonard Bernstein 100th birthday, which I tell you, my friend, we're going to be celebrating for several years. This is such a giant of this world that we live in on so many different levels that you can't possibly do it in one summer. He needs to be shared with people. I was talking to someone the other day, and they said, thank you for doing so much around Bernstein, because we're not just doing his music, we're doing sort of his life and all. And she said, thank you, because I want to bring my kids, because they don't know who he is, and I want to bring my kids and have them understand.
Music education.
That's right. That's right.
Tell me about the idea for movie nights with a live score.
Yeah.
Because so, Roy and Vivian
are
going to be so excited to come and hear E.T.
Yeah, well, what a great movie, too, right? It's incredibly powerful. It's moving. There are some scary spots. But the score is one of the most beautiful scores ever written. That ending credits with the piano solo is just one of the most fantastic things that anybody's ever written for film. And, of course, it's John Williams, great pianist himself, studied at Juilliard, you know, all that technique and virtuosity. It leads one right to Simone Cheftesky playing Grieg Piano Concerto with the CSO. I mean, there really is no difference in virtuosity and beauty and power. The same with Raiders of the Lost Ark, the same with Vertigo and Hitchcock, you know, in one thing for $25 on the lawn and $25 in the pavilion.
How did you convince 9 bands to appear on stage for one night for 80s night?
Well, that's fun, isn't it?
I mean, the lineup just kept going on and on. I'm like, come on, really?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, who knows how long they're going to play, first of all.
Sure.
There is that part. But if you want a real survey of what that slice of our musical life was like,
that's the night.
What better way to do it, whether you're sentimental or nostalgic or whether you've never heard them before, right?
Right.
But the same with Culture Club and Thompson Twins and B-52s.
And also with Loverboy and Survivor.
And Loverboy and Survivor, definitely.
I mean, I think this is the personal playlist of Wells. You get your backyard concerts, all of your favorites in one summer.
Well, there is a little bit of that going on. Usually I try to book stuff for my brother. And last year I got him Sammy Hagar. This year I got him Roger Daltrey.
Yep. Right?
So my brother's a classic 70s rock and roller. And all of this music, whether it's The Who or when we had Robert Plant or we have Sammy Hagar, all of that music I cannot actually listen to without hearing the hum of my brother's hair dryer as he blue dries hair in the morning going to school.
That's so hysterical.
You know, going with it at the same time.
Two things I'm really curious about this summer.
Please.
The live comedy with Steve Martin and Martin Short, the Martin's Night.
Yes, Steve Martin Short, we're calling it. Yeah, it's really very exciting to have these two who've known each other for so long improvise like crazy. And of course, Steve is one of the great lovers of bluegrass banjo playing. Steve Canyon Rangers are fantastic. He can play the, you know what, out of the instrument. And it's hard, that instrument.
Yes.
Alan Cumming, hysterically funny and a great vocalist and a very emotional, powerful vocalist. And then, of course,
and an Whoopi actor,
Goldberg,
too.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yep.
You know, it's good stuff.
And then you got Bryan Adams on Friday night, June 29th. OMG.
Yeah. It's good stuff, too, huh?
And for country fans.
Yes.
I still remember the day I texted you that morning when we found out that Sugarland chose Ravinia to come back for their reunion tour, which I love, with Frankie Ballard and Lindsey L. And then you also have Alison Krauss one night.
We do. Alison right back-to-back with Jackson Browne in the middle of June. And Sugarland, I think it's the last week of August leading up to Labor Day.
Yeah,
which is a great week also with a lot of terrific shows, like that Culture Club show, like OAR and Matt Nathanson, like the 50th anniversary of Justin. Jethro Tull.
I heard a rumor that this year, new for 2018, you're going to have personal butlers in the lawn to feed us strawberries.
Personal butlers on the lawn to just feed Drew Walker and,
well,
and
not just me, like everybody. This is a service you can purchase. Is that correct?
I wish it were the case. We are opening the dining pavilion anew, though, so people will have a chance to experience this building and all the wonderful things in it in a completely different way. More small plates, more places to grab a drink, more places to hang out while the concert's going on, mm-hmm. and then go back into the pavilion or back to the lawn or see your friends. Or if you're not liking your friends, you can hang out there by yourself, you know, and work on your phone, whatever you want to do. Lots of really cool stuff. New menu items, new ways to dine, faster ways to dine, all that good kind of stuff.
Are we having dining tables on stage to eat while the performers are performing?
We have not quite gotten to tables on stage while people perform, but you know, you never know.
Because that could be a VIP revenue opportunity that I just gave you.
Did you ever think we'd have huge video screens on either side of the stage or of any?
Never.
No. So, you know.
Never.
Baby steps. But the food part is big. You always bring a great picnic.
We try to. All right, next revenue opportunity. What about converting the North Lawn to one giant helipad so that I can fly the helicopter from downtown to Ravinia in 4 minutes?
I like it. We'll think on that. I think the residents of Highland Park, and you know, John and I are residents with our dogs.
Yes.
That sound of your helicopter, unless you go on like Whisper and whatever that movie was.
I get it. Yeah. And I know you briefly mentioned it over very quickly, but it wouldn't be summer at Ravinia without two words, Tony Bennett.
Yeah, exactly right.
September 8th.
Yeah.
How, I mean, and he's still going and he sounds amazing and he always has such energy and you want to be him at his age.
That's absolutely right. And you want to be there for the two nights before because it's Yes with the original guys and the night before there it's 50 Cent. So that's a classic trifecta Ravinia 3-day period of completely different artists, really underscoring the something for everyone piece of what we
do. How does that phone call go where you say, hey, 50 Cent, I want you to come to Ravinia, and he says, okay.
I could tell you, but I'd have to do something to you that I can't do.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, but
well, you've given us lots of secrets and lots of nuggets. The schedule's up at Ravinia.org. They go on sale when?
So, if you become a donor, it's a little bit of money that we turn right over into our education programs to bring music back to underserved kids, Lake County and Cook County. March 20 is the date.
Okay.
You want to wait until May, which a lot of people do, and that's fine. May 8 and 10, so they're going to be 2 days. And the reason for that is we've been having the best problem in the world when you sell tickets, which is that there are a lot of people that want to buy them.
Yep.
And so we want to try to reduce some of that website congestion.
Yep.
So we're going to put on May 8, June and July on sale, and then May 10, we add August and September.
Fun. Split it out. You don't want to crash the internet every year, okay?
Okay, that'd be great.
Wells, wonderful. We love you and we appreciate your time and the schedule looks amazing and we cannot wait to be a part of it and we wish you all the best.
And it's all up on Ravinia.org if people want to check it out.
Perfect.
Thanks, Drew.
Have a great day.
You too.
That is Wells Kaufman, the CEO of Ravinia, ready for another great summer with US 99.